When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
with licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Matthew Lee Richards, this is the youth pastor who stabbed his wife and five children. The motivation behind it, saying that it was the looming eviction that was about to happen that day, financial troubles, things that his family was completely unaware of. He said he had not said anything to his family about all of these problems, and then went on this spree of attempting to kill all of them. Amazingly, as of this recording, all of them are still alive. The first thing that came to mind was the family annihilator angle of things, and just as we had talked about with Alec Murdaugh, everybody was surprised and shocked at how could a father kill their family or go after them in such a heinous way because of finances. Well, here's an example.
Yeah, I mean, once again, everyone needs to have a justifiable reason to commit the act, and they have to view the victims of that act as being mere objects. So in this guy's mind, he's clearly thinking that being evicted is the worst thing that's ever going to happen to them. In reality, that's not true. The worst thing that's ever going to happen to them is that they're going to be killed by their father and husband. So he's viewing the world primarily through his own lens and looking at his problems only as his own, rather than thinking about, I'm married, so this is my partner's, we can figure this out together. This is not uncommon. This is not unique. He's not the first, and he's certainly not going to be the last individual that justifies eliminating their entire family because of their own financial issues. So it's important for the audience to understand that this is a common pressure that a lot of men feel, and men who are, for whatever reason, incapable of expressing themselves appropriately, expressing their needs, their wants, right, to their partner, have a higher tendency of being so isolated that they feel the immense amount of pressure that would actually be alleviated had they been able to express themselves to a therapist or to their pastor or to their partner, right, or to family members or something like that, that some of that, that you can come up with an answer if you have multiple minds working on a problem rather than just viewing the problem as something you're never going to get out of.
Is that where this kind of comes down to? This could have been very easily solved had the two communicated, had he talked to his wife about the problems that were going on and then found some sort of a path to it. But instead, they knew absolutely nothing. He even said to authorities that they had not packed anything. No one in the family knew they were being evicted that very day. Just the fact that he let that build up and then that went into some sort of psychosis? Or do you think this was something that he had planned for a short period of time or even a long period of time of taking out the family? Or was this some sort of a mental break where it literally came down to the wire and it was, let's all get evicted and everyone's going to be looking at me like, what the hell? Or if they're dead, I can't feel guilty because they're not going to be able to show that to me.
Yeah, hard to say without evaluating him, but yeah. There are certainly individuals who have been wanting to escape from the confines of their family. And so they spend a lot of time thinking about how they would get rid of their family. And then when an opportunity arises, right? Because once again, you have to justify it in your own mind why you're doing what you're doing. Once an event occurs in which they can justify engaging in the act, that's when they'll strike. But that doesn't mean that they planned it right then and there. They've been planning it for a long period of time. I don't know what this guy was thinking about. I don't know how he was approaching the problem. I do know that he was avoiding the problem because no one was even packed.
Yeah.
So by avoiding it, he certainly made the problem a lot worse. So if he was someone that actually wanted them dead, then yeah, he's going to avoid the problem until the stress overwhelms his own coping resources to the point where he's convinced himself that killing is the ultimate correct act. But it could also be that he was avoiding long enough because he doesn't know how to approach communication. He doesn't know how he's going to be viewed by family members, by the church, by his partner, by his kids, that he doesn't know how he's going to be viewed as a man anymore. So he avoids talking about it and then decides that this is the action that he's going to take. That had he just been open and honest about everything that was going on from the beginning, number one, with his partner, and number two, with anybody in his life that he viewed as having a say and having an important statement to make in his life, had he just gone that way, he probably could have avoided a lot of issues.
Is there anything to be read into on the fact that everyone survived? Almost in the vein of someone who is trying to kill themselves, but failing at it because they don't quite go far enough and they end up living. Is there anything to that? I mean, the scene sounds absolutely horrible. One where his son literally had internal organs exposed, slashed the throat of another. He did try and set the house on fire. In a lot of ways, it looks like his intention truly was to kill everyone there, but failed at that as well. Is this another thing that this individual has failed at, or was the intent, you know, just to kind of go pretty close to killing everybody, but not quite reach the finish line?
No, I think that he was just a failure. He just failed.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.